Hello and welcome to Sese Said So. This is a biology revision podcast aimed to help you with your GCSE biology revision. Now, before I get into this episode's topic, make sure you subscribe to my podcast and follow me on @SeseSaysSo on all social media platforms. So, in this episode, we will be looking at the topic Cycles and Human Influences Part 1. So by the end of this episode, you should be able to describe what happens in the carbon cycle, describe the effects of air pollutants, and describe the effects of water pollution. So, without further ado, let's get into it. Carbon is a very important element. It's found in almost every molecule in living organisms. Therefore, it has different forms. For example, glucose, proteins, and DNA all contain carbon. The carbon cycle describes the movement of carbon in different forms in an ecosystem. The carbon cycle can be summarized to four key pathways. Combustion. This releases carbon in the form of carbon dioxide into the atmosphere. This is generally done as a result of human activity and the burning of fossil fuels. Respiration. This also releases carbon in the form of carbon dioxide into the atmosphere. This is a process carried out by all living organisms, whether it's a microorganism or a multicellular organism, and it involves the breakdown of glucose, a 6-carbon molecule, to release energy, carbon dioxide, and water. Decomposition. This is carried out by microorganisms such as bacteria and fungi. This process releases carbon in the form of carbon dioxide. The microorganisms break down material to release carbon dioxide. And photosynthesis. This pathway is the odd one out, as it's the only one that removes carbon from the atmosphere. Photosynthesis requires water and carbon dioxide to react in order to produce a carbon molecule, glucose. This is eaten by consumers and then gets converted to other carbon-based molecules, such as glycogen. Okay, well, it's time for our first pit stop. In this pit stop, you have to identify which pathway of the carbon cycle is being described. Number 1. Removes carbon dioxide from the atmosphere and reacts with water to create glucose. Number 2. Releases carbon dioxide by burning fossil fuels. And finally, number 3. Releases carbon dioxide by breaking down dead and waste material. Okay, you know what to do. Pause the podcast, give yourself a chance to answer those questions. I will be back with the correct answers in 3, 2, 1. So you had to identify which pathway of the carbon cycle is being described. Number 1. Removes carbon dioxide from the atmosphere and reacts with water to create glucose. This describes photosynthesis. Number 2. The release of carbon dioxide by burning fossil fuels. This describes combustion. And finally, number 3. Releases carbon dioxide by breaking down dead and waste material. This describes decomposition. So if you got those answers correct, great job. And now we're going to move on into the next segment. There is a direct link between the increase in human population and the use of industrial processes with the increase in air pollution. This in turn has led to extremely negative effects on the planet. The burning of fossil fuels and the use of petrols are just a few reasons why there are increasing levels of carbon dioxide. This can be dangerous as it contributes to global warming. Carbon monoxide is another example of an air pollutant. It can be released via incomplete combustion, smoking, and car exhausts. Carbon monoxide is particularly dangerous as it's poisonous. It will bind to hemoglobin in the red blood cells and inhibits oxygen from binding to it. This means less oxygen is transported around the body. Another air pollutant is sulfur dioxide. This too is released as a result of burning fossil fuels. Sulfur dioxide in the air leads to acid rain. This can cause soil erosion, death of microorganisms, and destruction of statues. Okay, well, it's time for our second pit stop. Okay, for this pit stop, you have to answer the following questions. Number 1. Which air pollutant results in a decrease in oxygen concentration in humans? Number 2. Which air pollutant can lead to global warming? And finally, number 3. Which air pollutant can lead to soil erosion? Okay, pause the podcast, give yourself a chance to think of the answers, and we'll be back with those correct answers in 3, 2, and 1. So, number 1 asked, which air pollutant results in a decrease in oxygen concentration in humans? That is carbon monoxide. Number 2, which air pollutant can lead to global warming? That is carbon dioxide. And then finally, number 3, which air pollutant can lead to soil erosion? And the correct answer is sulfur dioxide. If you got all of those answers correct, awesome job, give yourself a pat on the back. And now we're going to move on into the next segment. Unfortunately, pollution is not just exclusive to the air. Pollution can be found in water. Three of the main freshwater pollutants are nitrates from fertilizers, detergents, and organic waste. The overuse of fertilizers results in leaching. This is when nitrate ions from the fertilizers are transported by water into the nearest body of water, such as a lake. This in turn leads to the process eutrophication. Once the nitrate ions have been transported into the lake, it causes algae to grow at a rapid speed. This leads to algae bloom, which means the top surface of the lake is covered. As a result, it prevents sunlight from getting to plants at the bottom of the lake. The plants at the bottom of the lake are unable to photosynthesize and therefore will die. Bacteria will start to break down these dead plants and carry out respiration. As a result, oxygen concentration in the lake decreases and the water may become anoxic, which means there is no oxygen present. This leads to the death of aquatic organisms such as fish. Okay, well, it's time for our final pit stop. Okay, so these are the end of episode summary questions, so get a notepad, book, or use your phone so that you can write down the answers. Number 1. What is leaching? Number 2. Why do aquatic organisms die at the end of eutrophication? And finally, number 3. Name the 4 pathways of the carbon cycle. Okay, pause the podcast, give yourself a chance to write down those answers, and we'll be back with the correct answers in 3, 2, and 1. So number 1 asks you, what is leaching? And the answer for this is, it's the transport of mineral ions by water from land to a body of water. Number 2, why do aquatic organisms die at the end of eutrophication? This is because the bacteria feeding off the dead plants aerobically respire, so they take up the oxygen in the water. Therefore, aquatic organisms no longer have oxygen for them to respire. And then finally, number 3, name the 4 pathways of the carbon cycle. These are combustion, respiration, photosynthesis, and decomposition. If you got all of those answers correct, amazing job. And now we're going to move on into the closing segment. So there you have it, Cycles and Human Influences Part 1. Remember that these episodes are here for you to listen to as many times as you wish, so please take full advantage of them. Please be sure to follow me on my social platforms if you wish, and subscribe to my podcast channel, which can be found on most streaming platforms. Join me again for the next episode where I'll be reviewing the topic Cycles and Human Influences Part 2. Why? You know, because Sese says so.